This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit ticked off. Just had a conversation about how the Packers totally blew the spread. They did not have to fall. They could have made the touchdown. Made a whole bunch of people happy. Some people are ticked because they lost a lot of money. Fascinating game yesterday, but not a happy girl today. Not a happy girl. All right, but the show must go on. So the show today surrounds, I don't know, I talk about a bunch of minutia like I usually do. But one of the biggest headlines is the CDC came up with the name for this vaping illness. I don't like it. I don't like the name. Honestly, it reminds me of Wally, the cartoon. The name for the electronic cigarette vaping-induced lung injury illness is called EVALI. E-V-A-L-I. I either, you know, think of like Eva, Wally, Eva. So I think of Wally when I see that. But I got to tell you, you know, sometimes that's the only way to, you know, remember. Or I think of like Valley, you know, no, I'm thinking of Vale. Yeah, I think of skiing. Well, I'm thinking of skiing because it's cold and I want to go skiing. So the CDC has given a name to this vaping illness that has already killed about 26 people, affected people in 20. There's been 26 deaths in over 21 states. We've had over 1,200 cases, and that's, I think, still a very under accounting of how many cases, because we don't know how many people have lung injury and died that were vapors. You know, now the CDC is giving recommendations. That's what I kind of find fascinating. The CDC is now giving recommendations to radiologists on what to look for, giving recommendations to us doctors. And, you know, I always like to tell you guys kind of the backstory or behind the scenes, you know, the backstage story. It's really interesting when the CDC gives radiologist recommendations. Okay, I'm primary care. I'm family medicine. So as primary care docs, we're like, fine, whatever the CDC wants to tell us, we're good. And to me, the CDC is like, you know, your boss. You know, if he tells you something, even if you might not be completely jived with it, they're the main authority. Just go with the CDC. Radiologists are very interesting folk. Radiologists are, you would think they'd be the most vulnerable people, that we would be making fun of them a lot in the hospital. You know, people make fun of family docs, people make fun of internists, they make fun of pediatricians, they make fun of, well, maybe not so much pediatricians, but they definitely make fun of primary care. Surgeons, no. Surgeons, nobody. I mean, they may make fun, you know, quietly. The nerds do. The nerds will make fun of the big jocks. But, you know, with surgeons, you're kind of scared of them. So you really won't, you know, say anything to their face, especially the orthopedic surgeons, because those guys are like studs. And, you know, they could take a femur and knock you out with it. So there's kind of that hierarchy. But then you have the radiologists. Now, the radiologist should be considered kind of geeky, right? Because they get to sit in a room and stare at images. And when I, you know, worked in the hospital, I was like, okay, why aren't more people making fun of the radiologists? And then I realized it's because you need the radiologist, okay? I have seen the biggest jerks in medicine who rip on the students, rip on the residents, rip on primary care, kiss the butt of a radiologist. I've never seen so much butt kissing. And so radiologists have a very, very cool position. Any of my students listening to this trying to figure out, okay, you know, what should I go into? Where am I going to be revered? Because those primary care doctors, we don't get revered. We get yelled at for not writing enough narcotics. We get yelled at for not writing antibiotics. We get yelled at for having high wait times. We get yelled at for your deductible. Everybody rips up primary care. So nobody wants to go to primary care. They can make more money lifting or Ubering, you know, than what we make in primary care. So nobody wants that. And surgery, yeah, you know, a lot of us want to be surgeons. I did. You know, but to become a surgeon, you got to invest a lot of years, a lot more money and time. and, you know, possibly risk, you know, a lot of your own personal life because you don't get out of residency till late. So radiologists, even though that's, you know, still hard, one of the most difficult, you know, jobs, you get a lot of quan. You just get a lot of, shall we say, respect. So when the CDC is giving advice to the radiologist is probably like, okay, you know, we don't need it. We're the ones diagnosing this. You know, thank you for playing Monday morning quarterback. We've already played the plays. We're already, you know, we've already scored touchdowns with this. So, but radiologists are cool. They're like the coolest people out there. So they're like, all right, we'll let the CDC tell us what to do. So anyway, the CDC is recommending that when you do have a possible EVOLI, e-cigarette vaping associated lung injury, you're supposed to do a chest x-ray, maybe possibly a CT scan. We're like, thank you. We've been doing that this whole time. Like, duh. Yeah, but all right. Oh, thank you, CDC. Thank you. And they also recommend glucocorticosteroids, where we use steroids to kind of decrease inflammation. Again, we've been doing that already. We were doing that before you even named it EVOLI, before we even knew it was a vaping injury, okay? We're on it. But that's okay. You know, when the CDC says something and the media makes a big deal about it, we're like, oh, thank you. Thank you, CDC. We didn't know what to do. We're stupid. Thank you, CDC. So we're thanking the CDC. You got to be nice to the CDC because, like I said, they're your boss, okay? You know, they kind of mandate, you know, how we do things in medicine. But, you know, they are saying that a lot of times these injuries, even though we're kind of back and forth with the diacetyl and the vitamin E acetate and the THC oils and the lipoid pneumonia, you know, that they're seeing, even though there's all this debate on what exactly is the lung injury, the radiologists are like, look, I see an interstitial pneumonitis, or I see, you know, alveolar swelling, or I see, I don't know, atelectasis, or I see whatever. And so they basically, what the CDC is really, really doing is they're telling radiologists to just be you, okay? We're giving advice, but you guys already are knocking it out of the ballpark. You guys know what you're doing. And the only reason why I bring that up is you're going to see all these headlines saying that the CDC is giving advice to the radiologists. My dad said, we don't need your advice with it. You know, just let the CDC give the advice. Radiologists are already on it. Now, what should you do? Well, if you have a kid that's coming into flu season and that's having a cough going, yeah, Mom, I just got the flu, ask them if they vape. All right? And if they do vape and they do have a flu or a cough and it just doesn't seem to go away, go to the doctor or medical provider, I would say 2 days sooner than you were planning on. Because this sort of injury that we're seeing with the lungs prevents it from fighting infection the way healthy lungs do. So if you're like, well, you know what, I'll wait till the fever, you know, doesn't go down or they're coughing up a lung. No, don't wait, because unfortunately this thing could consume them faster. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back, 1-877 Dr. Sally. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So yesterday we were talking about that little girl who had, succumbed to meningitis and unfortunately had to lose her legs when she went into septic shock. And what we have for you right now, I'm so excited to introduce Jamie Schonbaum. She's a U.S. Paralympic athlete and meningitis survivor who's also a keynote speaker at the 2019 Nevada Health Conference sponsored by Immunize Nevada. And she's with us right now. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. And I mean, how brave you are to kind of, go through such a traumatizing past. Tell my listeners what happened.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm currently 31, and when I was 20 years old, so 11 years ago, I was at my dream university and succumbed to this disease all within 14 hours. And I didn't leave the hospital until 7. 7 months later, where I was fresh amputee and was 80 pounds and lost all my hair due to lack of protein levels and was told to get your life back together, and I had no idea how to do it, but eventually I adapted and was able to figure out how to live my new life.
Wow. Do you remember back to, you know, what were your initial symptoms and what was your initial thought? Like, you know, oh, is it just a cold or, you know, how did you feel when you first got sick?
That's a great question because, you know, with meningitis, it's so commonly misdiagnosed with flu-like because the first onset symptoms are flu-like. And my first set symptoms were I was tired and, yes, I had nausea and headache and was vomiting, but then it got progressively worse within maybe 8 hours. I noticed that something was different. I noticed my hands and my feet were really sensitive to the tile. And when I was admitted into the hospital, I was incapable of walking. Everything was hurting. I was in fetal position because I was so cold. And I had no idea what was going on. And luckily, I made it in time. And even though I came out as an amputee, it could have been much worse.
Did you wake up to losing your legs, or did they talk to you about it before it happened?
That's a great question because I have definitely met people who were put in comas and they woke up as an amputee, and that was not the case. I saw my body deteriorate in front of me, going from red rash to purple to literally black. I wasn't, like, up and moving around in my hospital bed. I felt like a statue. I couldn't move. And I didn't know how devastating it was going to be, but yes, within the process, I did see them talk about, oh, it's going to be one toe, oh, all your toes, oh, one whole foot, oh, both of your feet. So it just kept getting worse and worse. So I was definitely aware, but I was also in a hospital and really optimistic.
Okay. How old were you at the time?
I was 20 years old. Yeah.
20 years old.
I was here in college.
And that was at a time when I don't believe they were vaccinating before college, vaccinating against the meningitis.
Correct. We did push through when we got out of the hospital to actually pass a law in Texas where I'm from. And we make sure that all college students are vaccinated. You know, it's just so important because when you get meningitis, you're not able to have the decision to wonder what your options are. You're wondering if you're even going to survive the next day. So that's why we encourage being a step ahead of the game and to get protected. And so we want everyone who's listening, thank you, by the way, to talk to their doctors and to make sure that they are getting their protection against meningitis the best way that they can.
Okay, now, your recovery the story is so beautiful. It brings tears to my eyes. What after the amputation and, you know, you going through that trauma, how did you go from there to becoming a part of the Paralympic cycling team?
I don't know. It honestly blows my mind. when I got out of the hospital, I was very lucky. I met the right people who wanted to push me in the right direction. My occupational therapist was one of them because he was also a disabled cyclist. And he got me on. And he met me, introduced me to other coaches, and they got me into different events, and that's where I met more people. And then they got me on to Road Nationals Championships, where I won gold in my division in 2010. Yeah. And then in 2011, I found myself on the U.S. Paralympic cycling team. So I'm very blessed and very lucky. And, you know, 2011, when I was on the team, I mean, 3 years prior, I was potentially on my deathbed. So it's a crazy turnaround, and I was just as astonished as you are.
We're talking to Jamie Schonbaum, a U.S. Paralympic athlete, meningitis survivor, you know, speaking on behalf of Immunize Nevada and Nevada Health Conference, and advocate for mandatory meningitis vaccines in Texas. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, depression on the show, suicide, you know, why some people, you know, choose suicide and how some people are able to, you know, find a light at the end of the tunnel. Did you ever contemplate suicide?
No. You know, with my family, mental health has been beneficially been strong in our family. But I'm not going to deny that I didn't get depressed. I mean, when I was in the hospital, I didn't get my amputations for 3 months. And after my amputations, I thought that I would get out. I didn't get out for another 4 months. Anyone that's been in the hospital for an unknown amount of time can easily lose their marbles.
Yep.
And at that point, I started asking myself, why? Why me? Why did this happen to me? And then I saw other people getting meningitis, and I would wonder, did they know anything about it? And so then the question transitioned to, why does this have to keep happening to others?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we're advocates for this.
You know, we're going into 2020, and, you know, we talked about, you know, the story yesterday and your story, you know, these are stories you would, you know, hear in the olden days, you know, before we had antibiotics, before we had vaccines. I think it blows a lot of people's minds that in this day and age, with vaccination, with antibiotics, with treatment, with these high-tech hospitals, we unfortunately have some, you know, people that still lose their legs so quick, lose their life so quickly. That's what makes meningitis, you know, such a focal point in the media. You know, people kind of get, I think, fatigued by all the measles talk and mumps talk and flu talk, etc. But, it takes people like you that come out saying, look, okay, I was walking. I was a student. I was just living my life. And then I was, like, struck by lightning, except by a meningococcal bacteria.
Exactly. Do you understand the same way that I do it?
I know. So how is it going in Texas? You're trying to pass Senate Bill 918. Are you getting any pushback? And if so, why? Why would somebody push back on this?
You know, yes, we are definitely advocating for new laws to include language for adding the second vaccine for the vaccine schedule for meningitis protection. But, you know, there can be pushback. You know, a lot of people have their own opinions, and, of course, they have the right to have their own opinions. But I think what's important is about what about the people who do not have any opinions in a sense of they are unaware of this disease like I was. I wasn't vaccine hesitant at all. The information was just never brought up to me. I went to school unvaccinated, being at a high risk of catching this disease, and I didn't even know it, and I almost died.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to means I have a story, and this could have been prevented if I was vaccinated, and I just want everyone to not go through what I did, because it was a nightmare experience. I woke up every day wondering if this was a dream, but it wasn't. It was a very tough reality, and I'm very happy to be on the other side. But yeah, I think a lot of times people need to think about the community too, because we're not just protecting ourselves. We're protecting the people that are around us who might be immune compromised and can't receive certain vaccines. So it's not about just the independent person, but also the people that they are around.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's multiple serotypes of this virus. And so we actually have a couple different meningitis vaccines. But the main vaccine that we're advocating are for kids. They're supposed to get about 11 and 12 years old when they get their pertussis booster. A lot of parents don't realize that their middle schooler needs to come back for vaccines. And that's when we now start the meningitis vaccine schedule, and then they get a booster at age 16, so before they even enter college. Now, people always ask, why college? Well, it's just because there's a lot of people close together. You're kind of immunocompromised because you're not sleeping as well and you're stressed. And some of these bacteria, they just seem to take hold, but meningitis can affect babies, older individuals, anybody of any age.
Right. It's just at a higher risk because think of our social behaviors. Like, how do you get meningitis is through saliva secretion, so spitting, germs. We all share sodas time, cigarettes. So it's just spreading, and these behaviors are just so much more common in college. So that's why we're at a high risk.
Of course. Well, Jamie, thank you for joining us. I can't wait to have you back, and, you know, keep up the fantastic work, and, you know, God bless you.
So much.
Take care. All right, bye. All right, when we come back, I don't know. I'm so overwhelmed. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about on the next. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fort Worth Police Chief Ed Krause says he wants residents of his city to know he understands their frustrations over the death of Aunt Tatiana Jefferson.
I'm deeply sorry for what occurred. I've received so many contacts from our officers who want to express how sorry they are as well and how this is not indicative of the work they do every day.
Former police officer Aaron Dean has been arrested and charged with Jefferson's murder. Dean and his partner were responding to a call early Saturday morning when Dean allegedly shot and killed Jefferson. In an exclusive interview on ABC News, Hunter Biden, the son of former Vice President Joe Biden, says he regrets opening his father up to political attacks over his overseas business dealings, but insists he did nothing wrong. The younger Biden also says he doesn't specifically regret serving on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm not sure if we're going to start doing this on our neck of the woods, but I guess in Europe, they're trying to push for compulsory content labeling on cannabis because people want to know how much THC they're getting. The tetrahydrocannabinol, as you know, is the more psychoactive component of marijuana, and its ingredient content can differ depending on the product, depending on how you use it. And so what we're understanding is experts have called for a unit system similar to the one used in alcohol to be employed in countries where marijuana is legal. The claim could also inform cannabis users in countries where the drug is illegal. Many have no idea how much THC they are consuming. Yeah, see, that's interesting. Okay, I don't smoke or eat it or use it. You know, being a doctor and, you know, medical directing and, you know, seeing patients, et cetera, every now and then, you know, you get drug tested. And so I don't think the legality of marijuana has any effect on whether a doctor is allowed to do it or if they'll lose their license. I mean, I'm sure there'll be changes, but most of us doctors, we don't touch it because last thing we want to do is fail a drug test. And you want to know what? I'm kind of okay with that because if I'm having surgery, I don't know if I want my surgeon stoned, you know? If somebody is evaluating my labs, reading my mammogram, you know, managing my chart, they're like, oh, I don't know, I don't care, just put it wherever. You know, you want to make sure they're pretty lucid. And, you know, I know people who smoke pot are like, okay, well, we don't do it on our way to work. I know that, but I have seen people that have, you know, they have a bad day or, you know, they you know, had a lot the night before, so it's still in their system. So, you know, when it comes to pilots, when it comes to, you know, medical professionals, you know, your ICU nurse, are you really going to want them under the influence? So, but then on the flip side, what if you, you know, are allowed to use it recreationally, depending on your line of work, and you want to know if, well, if I go out Saturday or Sunday or smoke some pot while watching, you know, the game, will I be okay Monday morning? So we have to quantify it. Now, alcohol, we know, leaves our system and it has a fairly short half-life. So with alcohol, you could drink the day before and be totally fine the next day. I mean, you might be hungover, which I think is also very, you know, damaging to one's health and function. It's debilitating. But, you know, if you're having some beers watching the 130 Dallas game, 125 Dallas game, and which, by the way, was ridiculous. I don't even know why I should have just shut the TV off. Honestly, that was pitiful. But you know, pretty much if you have a beer or two, you'll be fine Monday morning. Well, we need to start setting up some sort of a system with cannabis and THC, where if you do smoke on the weekend, all right, when are you going to show a positive for a drug test? Now, you know, hair, it could show up for a month. When are you inebriated or under the influence? So, you know, I think people are asking that. You know, once you legalize something, which we did, I voted to legalize it. I told you guys I voted to legalize it, you know, because I wanted it studied. I wanted our police free, you know, to handle, you know, more heinous crimes. I didn't want them to be like, you know, on the streets worried about marijuana. I figured let's legalize it so we could study it. And I was wrong. I admit it. I was wrong to vote to legalize it. I think it's a mess right now. I smell it on the highway. I, you know, see people driving like 5 miles an hour in a 50-mile-an-hour zone. And I'm like, okay, you're on pot. You know, you could see the smoke in their cars. You smell it everywhere. And it's rampant throughout high schools. So I think it was a mistake for us to legalize it without having the framework, you know, in place. You know, yes, I, you know, believe it later should be legalized, but once we, you know, have a means to do breathalyzers, which they're working on, I believe one city's already using those, a way to test drivers, a way to deal with workers' comp injuries. You know, a big mess we have with marijuana right now is if somebody is using marijuana for their disability, they're protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act. However, if they mess up on the job and cause a lawsuit or cause an accident, that employer can't fire him or be protected by the lawsuit because I guess the ADA supersedes that, which, and I'm a fan of the ADA, but now you have employers going, what do I do if, you know, we're supposed to protect our employees' health and safety, protect our customers' employees' health and safety, but you have a professional that needs to use marijuana frequently for their medical condition. So we just don't have our poop together yet. We just don't know. And now they're saying that at least 10% of those who use marijuana are dependent. It's actually higher than that. People have withdrawal symptoms, anxiety, insomnia. You're not going to die from the withdrawal. But, you know, people are dependent on it, and they're requiring stronger and stronger amounts. So, you know, do we need to start having a consistent, do we need to start labeling? Do we need to start, you know, understanding our content? So, like with alcohol, we've been able to do that. We've been able to, I'm trying to see what the word for it is, where you're able to demarcate how much you're getting. And, you know, still, we're wrong on that. You know, we were saying, okay, well, if a guy drinks more than two drinks a day, if a woman drinks more than one drink a day, it's too much. Well, they're saying sometimes one drink is enough to make a woman tipsy. I got to tell you, if I ever have champagne, or like a mimosa at brunch, I'm already giggly. So I can't drive with one drink. So then what about THC? Well, in this study, they said in Britain, the cannabis smoked by most users has an average of THC content of 16%. Now, THC content used to be about 5% 10 years ago. So there's a lot of products out there that are stepping it up. And remember, there's competition. So now that you have all these companies making, you know, over-the-counter, you know, marijuana products, what will make your brand stand out? Well, if it has higher THC, if people like it more, if they feel better, going, oh, that's a better brand, well, you know, adding more drugs, getting you more addicted, okay, it's a trap, just like with tobacco. You know, maybe some of these tobacco products mess around with the nicotine content or flavors or taste or whatever. But, you know, and so what ended up happening is now we have, or, you know, we had a population very dependent on tobacco smoke and nicotine. Now they're going into vaping, and now we have EVOLI, which is that e-cigarette vaping-associated lung injury. So, you know, I get this. You know, if you're going to a marijuana store, and, you know, there's all these different strains. We talked about that. Not just indica and sativa, but there's all these different, you know, there's like Bahama Mama. There's all these, you know, different brands and strains of marijuana out there. And, you know, it's a religion. You know, people know exactly what they want and what they need. They use one for their bowel issues. They use one for sleep. They use one for anxiety. And it is very similar to pharmaceuticals, where there are going to be certain things that have certain effects on you. I really believe that. However, I don't like that we just don't know how much you're getting. The quantitation is necessary if you're going to have legalization of it. And many people that are very pro-marijuana were anti-legalization because they knew that once we legalize it, we ruin it. Now the cost is high. Once you get the government involved and you get packaging and you get labeling and you get, okay, well, there's only this amount and then you only get to buy this amount and, you know, you're being taxed on this. And, you know, many people don't really enjoy all the changes now to marijuana. You know, they'd rather just get the old stuff, be able to smoke it behind the building and be done. But that's kind of what happens when the government gets involved. So make a lot of money. In fact, that's kind of what about pulled us out of the recession, I think. You know, I think a lot of, you know, states start to identify that there was ways to bring in money. All right, 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Dr. Dolly. You should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this story stands out. How many of you guys go to a conference and then you decide to get a little wild. And wild for doctors, when doctors go to a doctor conference, it's, you know, yeah, you know, let's, you know, hit the bars and, I don't know, you know, make jokes and, you know, talk about the radiologists or make fun of the surgeons or just make fun of whoever, you know, we aren't. And, you know, we look like cool dudes. I go to a lot of doctor conferences. You know, everybody else thinks we're geeks, but those of us at the conference, we're cool cats. We are. Well, apparently not so cool for judges. I didn't realize that judges go out and party. But apparently, a couple judges ended up getting shot when they went out on the town going to a conference. So basically what happened is there was a female judge, and she was with two of her male colleagues, Judge Andrew Adams and Bradley Jacobs. And the female judge is Sabrina Bell. So apparently she gave somebody the bird. This was outside of Indiana White Castle. And they had been going bar hopping. But her colleagues, two of her colleagues ended up getting shot. I think they're still alive. But judicial officials now busted all three of them over the May 1 altercation. See, judges just don't get to party like the rest of us. They get shot, and they still get the book thrown at them. Court records indicate that the altercation began after one of two men in an SUV yelled something at the judges. So Judge Bell, Sabrina Bell, decided to give them the middle finger. Then a fight broke out. Not too sure on the details. The altercation occurred about 3 a.m. on the opening day of a conference. The judges were in Indianapolis to attend this event, this conference. Apparently, Adams, Jacobs, and Bell tried to enter the Red Garter Gentlemen's Club, but went to the White Castle when it closed. Now, White Castle, we don't have them in my neck of the woods. Those are those yummy burgers, right? So the three judges were standing outside the fast food joint when Alfredo Vasquez and Brandon Kaiser drove past. They got the bird, and then apparently an argument broke out. Then, and remember, judges, especially since they wear a robe, my guess is they weren't in robes at the time. They were probably in, you know, some cool clothes, maybe some khakis or whatever. The judges usually aren't really that kind of violent and studly. You know, I mean, yeah, they look like a king, you know, when they sit, you know, on the bench and, you know, they look very handsome and all that. But, you know, they're not the most studly. So I'm wondering if just, you know, Vasquez and Kaiser, you know, were kind of looking for a fight. Fortunately, the exchange became physical. And Adams and Vasquez began to hit and kick each other. Jacobs and Kaiser fought on the ground. At one point, Judge Jacobs was on top of Kaiser. Had him kind of pinned. And then Kaiser was accused of shooting Adams in the stomach. He then went over to Judge Jacobs and Vasquez and fired two more shots at Judge Jacobs in the chest. Now, from what I understand, both judges were hospitalized for several days. They're alive. Authorities have said they don't believe they were targeted because of their jobs. I think what happens is they just tick somebody off. And these were people who just were, I guess, you know, ready for a fight. So Adams was suspended by the Indiana Supreme Court with pay because he was indicted in June. He pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor battery charge. Yes, he got shot. And he loses his job. Well, pretty much. Jacobs wasn't charged, has returned to the bench. And the gunman faces several charges. Gunman was 41 years old, Brandon Kaiser. And Alfredo Vasquez faces a felony and misdemeanor charges. So, they're also charged with misconduct, the judges. And, Judge Adams faces three counts. Now, what I don't understand is, okay, there's a fight. And somebody approaches you. And you overcome them. And you slam them to the ground. That makes you guilty? I mean, you were protecting yourself. Somebody's coming up at you, and, you know, now I get that your female colleague, see, the guys must hate us women, because we feel tough every time we're around guys. I do. You know, when I'm around my guy friends, and I see something wrong, I go up there, I'm thinking I'm Superwoman. It's just I get this false sense of security. Even, I feel like I'm a guy when I'm around my guy friends. So I feel like I have the same muscle mass, the same flowing testosterone, and I can handle myself in a fight. I do that all the time. When I'm around ladies, I'm like, okay, well, you know, even though I'm probably the, you know, most adept at fighting from the rest of us, because I don't really care if I'm going to break a nail, guys. I you know, and I don't mean to stereotype, but some of my lady friends are really into nails. I'm sorry. You know, I still wouldn't have the same, you know, chutzpah as I would if I was around a bunch of guys. And so a lot of us ladies will be like, well, up yours or blah, blah, blah. Well, and the guys are like, shut up, shut up, shut up. And she engages them. Now all of a sudden the guys come over. Now your guys got to be guys. And so I don't know all the details, but I just find this very frustrating because, you know, I don't think they were looking for a fight. They end up getting shot, and then they lose their jobs or positions. And so, you know, I don't know what this world's coming to, right? But when judges go, you know, go to jail or get felony charges, it's a problem. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So the former FDA commissioner has expressed some concern over the claim that vaping nicotine causes cancer. Now, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb had stepped down. Some people think it's because of the criticism over how he handled the vaping crisis. I'm not sure what people expected Dr. Gottlieb to do. I mean, if, you know, you had the tobacco crisis, he's trying to get people off tobacco, and he was told to get people off tobacco. So, I don't know if he promoted vaping, but, you know, he was a part of the FDA at the time when, you know, vaping was suggested as a healthy alternative to smoking, which, again, I think it might be safer than smoking, but nah, I would not call it safe. Well, he disagrees with the notion that nicotine causes cancer. He says it might be a tumor promoter, researchers have said, and there's a potential that nicotine is a tumor promoter, but it doesn't cause cancer. And I guess the idea that nicotine is carcinogenic has been, you know, on people's minds because we are concerned about all these kids vaping. And I think the media would love to have that narrative or that soundbite of, guys, when you vape, you're going to give yourself cancer as well. Well, I don't believe per se that vaping in and of itself is going to cause as much cancer as tobacco did, but I do think vaping can be carcinogenic. I think a lot of the chemicals of vaping can be, and I think the nicotine paralyzes the cilia in your bronchial tree, not allowing you to spew out other chemicals that could, or, you know, brush out other chemicals that could cause cancer. So can nicotine be a part of a cancerous process? Absolutely. But it looks like former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb is kind of splitting hairs, going, yeah, but it might not be carcinogenic itself. He does believe, though, that e-cig vapor causes damage to the lungs. So, you know, the dangers of vaping. Where are we now? Well, we talked about that. We're at about death toll of 26. Vaping-related lung illnesses have risen to 1,300. We're having states ban flavored cigarettes, thinking that'll help. E-cigs, we have schools, you know, promoting anti-vaping language. We're having states considering all-out bans. So we still have a ways to go on it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the new Google Pixel 4. Some other cool stuff. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.